before we learn the Gemara further, we heard in the Gemara, Machilosa She'ena Mu'usa. She's Machilim, a Tebel that's not Mu'usa. So it's Yaitse Belaik Subis. So the Gemara says, Heichidomi, Idiyada Nifraish. If he knew about it, so why did he eat it? Either lo yoda, meno yoda, lo yitzriche da omro le pleini koyin tikin li esakri. They're speaking about that she told him that this koyin was misakin the kri, bo ozo shayle bi ishtakach shikro. Now, there is a Yerushalmi that the Rishonim bring down. The Rishonim says, Bekulayim Be'edim, that this halacha was only said if they're Edim. And Pshat the Rishonim is a machlekes Rishonim. Others say, the Shitas HaRashbe, the Shitas HaRosh, that we need Edim that should be Makresha. That means she is saying that this person was Mesakim Dekri, so we need two Edim should say Imonu Hoya Pleini, Memokim Pleini, Oilozozo Yodeinu Mitech Yodai Koloisei Hayim. But the Kohen alone, that he'll say that he wasn't Mesakim the Kri, so he doesn't have an amonis to be mafsid ha-momin. That means, when it comes to Nyonei Momin, so a biro of an Eidechot is not sufficient. The Rashba says that, for example, if this Kohen and someone else will say that he wasn't Misakim the Kri, he also have two Edim. But Stamazoi, the Kohen himself to say that he wasn't Misakim, that is not an Nemonis Lagabi Momin. It means Lagabi Momin that she should be Mafsid, her right to Aksubi need a bigger biro than one Eid. And that is Pshat in the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that it's speaking about Vikulhain Be'edim. Then the Shita Mekebetzes brings down Chilkim, the Hakoyin Emma, that if the Kivin the Tulsa Milsa Bedidei, she trusted him, and he says he never was Misakin. V'yu nemon lav sidok subosa. He's nemo. Sherei laglayim ledovo. If she says that he was the one that was Misakin, and he says that he wasn't Misakin, v'samchu alze lav sidok subosa. They relied on this. That means even though it's not a biru gomu, but it's a raglaim ledova that mistome, and the etzim shayla here is a bigger nemonis than her because she's building from him and he's makrisha. So this is sufficient that she should be mafsid the ksuba. V'chein mash meloshin, the Gemara says, V'shaylei, v'ozil shaylei. So it seems that that's all that you need. The Loshna Gemol be mashma like this, that he went and asked him. Not that you need two Edim that said that he wasn't Misakim the Kri. What do you do with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, v'kulayin be'edim. So the Rishalmi means that we need Edim, that she, the Edim have to be Mevara. That means when he comes to Bezin, he has to bring Edim that say that she said that he was Mesakin, and Edim say that the Kohen says he wasn't Mesakin, that's all. That Bezdin is there from Edim. He's going to come to Bezdin and tell, relate to Bezdin, you know, my wife told me that that this Kohen was Mesakin, the Kohen. I went and asked him, and he said he wasn't Mesakin. That's nothing. Bezdin is there from two Edim, these two statements that his wife had told him, and that the Kohen said that he wasn't Mesakin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Umishamashtoi nide. Heichi domi. Ide yoda bo. If he knows that she's a nide, nifreish. So he should have been Pirish. Ide lo yoda. If he doesn't know. And she says that she's not a nide, nismechilaba. So he should rely on her. Domar abchinen barkano omar shmul, minayin linide shaseiferes laatzmo, shenemar vesofro lo shiva shyomim lo laatzmo, that she, we can trust her. Leitzriche da omro lei ploini chochem tire li esadam. It's speaking about that she told him she had a shayla and this chochem was metayim. And it's not true. So let us see Rashi. Sheroua loiveshes bigdei nidois. That means bizman chazal, it was rogel that an ishe bizman nidusa wore special begodim. Everyone knew, including the neighbors, that, that in this man she's a nide. And that was a chazoke that she's a nide in that man. Sheroua loiveshes bigdei nidois. Ulabaila omra tahirani vishimsha. Is baila loike im hisru boy? If they told him, that's why she surfen the cycle nala chazokis. It was huzika nide, so we can assume that she was taka nide them. This pool of wearing the big day nidus is enough of a hichoche that she was taka nida then, and if they told him not allowed to be boyla, is and he was boyla, so Bezdin will give malchus im hisra boy. V'chiyai gavne mashkachas lola masnisen, v'lache tashmish haydiyu shcheinoysav shehusaka nida. The Gemara wanted to know meno yoda. So the Gemara says later the Shechinim told him that she had put on bigdei nidus, and Memela we can assume that she was a nida b'shas tashmish. Ida lo yoda nismechi lavo. The Gemara asks if he doesn't know, so rely on her. Hocha the motzi lakshuye ida lo yoda min no yoda, kidepoch leil. Shreyoche lo das, he can know that she's an ida, shero begodeo achrei keim meluch lochem bedam. He sees that a begodem a meluch lochem bedam, so memele, so he knows that, so he can't ask a kasha min no yoda. Lochipoch, abon nismechi labi, should rely on her. She says that the lichluch of dam came from another makir. So the Gemara says we can rely on her. It says v'sofro lo la'atzmo v'im taima. So Tosfos asks a kasha, amai ein mevoreches zova al sviroso. So there's a mitzvah of sphere. So every day a Zovo counts, there's a mitzvah of Svire, so she should say, Hayom Yom Rishon, and then each day she should give, she make a broche. The Yesh Laima, so Tosfos answers, Dein Mevorchen Ela B'Yovel, She Mevorchen Bezden B'Chol Shone, She Lo Oilom Yuchal Limnois Keseda. There, each year, they can count how many years that there is a din, that each year is so many years till Yovel. V'chein Oimer, and Oimer also, one can count every day. Avol Zover, she'im tira tister, ein lo limnois. So it's, the Loshen is very unclear, because Tosfos started off by asking that he should make a broche, and Tosfos says, Shim tira tista ein lo limnois. So we have on the side, Va'ayin shlo, shekos evshe shuto seife, v'tzoch loima ein lo levorech. Therefore, she doesn't make a broche. And by Emerson, Tosfos and Menachos, what they say, Chensu, the Gabi Zove loishayech bo broche, it's not shayech a broche by a Zove, kivin she soiseres, shin she soiser, di chosye afilo bishvi tistel. If she'll see afilo the seventh day, so it soiser the whole minyan. Now, the Shloah HaKodesh understood Pshat and Tosfos. Reb Emerson, there's a mitzvah of Svire. And if there's a mitzvah of Svire, she should make a brocha, she could shonu be mitzvah iso. And Tosfos answered, a brocha you can't make, k'shem otister. That means that who knows if this yoim will be a yoim of Nekiyim. She could be, when she says so, so it's say so l'mafreya. That's what Tosfos Bemison says in Menachos, that if she sees the seventh day, she says seres, tichos afil b'shvi tister. So how can you count today? Today is a day of Nekiyim. Who says if she'll see 5 days later? So it comes out today was nothing. You have to start counting over again. So Tosfos is only saying that a broche you can't make, but the Shloah HaKodesh Taka says there's a mitzvah of svire. There's a mitzvah of svire to count each day. And that is why the son of the Lady Yude, Madure Tinyonen, the Hagor, Kufchov Gimel, Chelik Yeradaye, he says that is why there's a mitzvah Shmarta Mesamatzah. So it's also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make shmire. So he should make a broche. So he says also the same thing. Who knows what will happen? Then somebody's going to have to become chometz, some mele. So something that it is not biyodoy to control, we don't make a broche. But this zicha mitzvah shmarta mesamatzos. The Nedib Yud himself is chaylik on the shloh. He says it's a new mitzvah, the main mitzvah. Why didn't the Rambam bring this down? Why didn't the Rambam bring this down? The new mitzvah. So he says that Tosfos means to say as follows. There, by Sfira Simon, what is the kavona of the Torah you should sefar talocho? That means automatically the days will pass by. So the whole din it says sfira means there's a mitzvah to count because the passage of time there'll be a passage of time with or without you. So Koch's fathers is a mitzvah of sfira. He says, but over here. Kavonas ha-teira ala ashgoche she'yir nekiyim. Aber Sorbe, Shimtire, Tister, so Memele, so that what the Teire says, a Loshen of Sphere, the Teire does not mean counting. That means here you have to be Mashgiach, so the Vesofra means something else. That's how the Neyuda says Pshat and Taisvitz. Shimtire tister ein lo limnais. Now, l'chayre de shtikel ha'oram de neide biyude, l'chayre tister means that it's oisel l'mafreya. And Taisis in Menachas Zichar seems to be saying this, the chazeh filo b'shvi tister. L'chayre, that's what Taisis means. I mean, if the whole vote of Tosfos is that here, that Vesofra means Hashgoche, I mean, that's Neid Buda's vote. That means if there's nothing for you to do, the days will pass by automatically. And the Torah said Vesofra, so that there it's a mitzvah lispoil. But over here, that Fakert, you have to be Mashgich, you have to make sure that it's Nekiyim. It's not an automatic thing. So here Vesofra means Hashgoche. Ala Hashgoche Sheyu Nikim. So why does Taisus have to mention that it's Soisa? I feel it's not Soisa. I feel it's not Oyla Laminion. It'll also be the same thing. You should count 7 days of Nikim. And then for one day there's Ariya. So, I mean, the Lashon of Soisa, it would seem, I mean, take it the way his son said pshat. V'loi koitza lo chalo. It says in the Mishnah, one of the inyonim, that she's oiveres al das moishe, she's not mafrish chalo. Heichi domi, idiyodam. If he knows that she wasn't mafrish chale nifresh, so he shouldn't eat it. Ida lo yoda, if he didn't know mino yoda, so how does he know, Taka, that she wasn't mafrish chale? Lo yitzriche da omro lei ploini gabo tikin li yasi. He said, speaking about that she told him that this person, this baker, was this Kneiter, he was Mesakan de Isse, Bozl Shaili Vishtaker Shikra. We found out that, it was Shekin. V'neideres ve'eino mikayemes. Now we hear in the Mishnah another case of that is Yaitze Balaik Sube if she made Nidorim and she's not Mekayim the Nidorim. So the Shaila is why does she lose the Ksube? We had mentioned yesterday that Sara Bachonan explained Pshat that the only reason it's Yaitze Balaik Sube is because Arnhoge is a shter to the issues. The issues cannot continue with her because she's Marshal and Beisurim. But if she herself does a veris that has nothing to do with the issues, she doesn't lose a ksuba because of that. So why, this is L'chayre, she's not Marshal him, she makes Nidorim, she's not Mekayim the Nidorim, so that's her peckle. But why does she lose a ksuba because of this? So the Gemara answers, Doma Amar Bavoy Nidorim Bonim Mesim. If a person makes Nidorim, and is over on the Nidorim, so the children Nebuch die. Shenema altiten espicho lachti es besolcho. And the pasuk ends, the perek v'mamadlikim Rashi says, Yalef mi v'chibel es maise yodecho. Maise yodov shalodom, these are his children. And by that, that she's not Mekayim the Nedorim, so that's, she's being Mesakin the children, she's putting them in a sakone. Am Nachman Oma Mehoche, Lashov ikesies b'neichem, Lashov al iske shov. So what is pshat? So pshat is, he marries her, and he sees that she makes nedorim, and she's not mekayim the nedorim. So he doesn't want to have her as a wife, because he wants to have healthy children. Such a mother is a sakona for the children. The Chelkes Mechoikek brings down a Piske Maroi from the Tumas Adeshin. Tumas Adeshin cleared a shaila. What if you have an Isha, the Piske Maroi is Simin Samaches, that can't have children, and she's noideres, and she's not mekayim. Can he give her a get without a ksube? Here, what he's tiny, the children will die because of your anhoge. So she's a lav bas bonim. Or maybe the Maroitan, maybe he can tine Hayipole Mashem Dova. I can't have children. I mean Hayipole Mashem Dova. I have hopes to have children, some Amela. So therefore, that was a Sophic and Tumas Hadeshin. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Tanya Oye Rameya Oimer Kola Yedeya, it seems Rameya had an Eitzah for such a Isha. Kola Yedeya be Ishta Ishene Deres Veina Mikayemes Yarzer Viyadireno. So let him be Madero. In fact, the Gemara, what do you accomplish with this? Yadireno ba Mai Mesakinlo. What is he accomplishing by being Madero? He should make her angry. That means she's a nadronis. She makes nedorim. Whenever she gets angry, she makes another. She won't eat ice cream. She won't. She has a whole set of nedorim. Now he'll make her angry, so she'll start rattling off all the nedorim that she's making. She's going to make, because of this, she's going to make all these nedorim. Kedai she tidor b'fono. So here's all the nedorim. So she made a neder that she won't do this, and she won't do this, and she won't do this, and she told them a whole tzetel. She made a whole tzetel of nedorim. Fine, and he hears everything. He hears that. V'yofelo. And then he should be made for the nedorim, but he shouldn't tell her that he's made for the nedorim. He just hears all the nedorim, and he'll be made for beini lebeinas, made for all the nedorim. So what will he accomplish? He'll accomplish like this. Now, the next time someone else will anger her, she already can't eat ice cream and oranges. That was the whole, she has a whole list of nedorim. So Lamai says she made these nedorim. She's bound by these nedorim, so she won't make new nedorim because these are the nedorim she makes. And Baruch Hashem, he was made for these nedorim. So there's no problem. So frek the shita mekabet says, but this is a case that the pasuk says Vashem yislach lo. The pasuk says that if what's the pasuk speaking about, that he was made for hanedorim, and she didn't know, so and she was over the nether. So that's rotzalachel bosa chazir v'ol biyodei bosa tleved. You need a kapore. So Frektach the Shita, so what did we accomplish? He's Mefer. It doesn't tell her that he's Mefer. She thinks that the Dorim was still Mutalaleo. So the Shita answers very good. He says 100%. She's Ichaniza Slicha, Shlinizah Kapon. But the children won't die Al Kaponi. That what Bon of Mason, if there's a nether, she's not Mekayim the nether. If there's no nether, so she needs a Kapore. But Al Kaponim, he accomplished that, so it seems Rav Meir had an Eitzim. It seems Rav Meir was chaylik on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nederes v'ene mekayemes, is l'maisim, he goes and then the gives her a get without a ksuba. Ramei says, don't give a get. We can solve the problem. Amru loy the chachomim tainu to remain odom dor im nochosh bekfife. It's not a good eitzah. It doesn't solve all things. It's memele. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Yadirena mashma ba'atzmai, koinam alayich dvar ploini. So what does he accomplish with that? So Moses says, no, yarzev yakni tena, ein leiloi tziya. Shouldn't give her a get without a ksuba. Lekach yisakna, he can fix her up. Bikfife b'seich sal echot shekshalo yishomer yishcheno. If he won't be careful, if you're together with a nochosh, he'll bite himself, or get bitten. Avzeh yovi lidei shetekalkaleno. That means, this is not a 100% guarantee that he took care of all the nedorim. It's, who knows what can happen. So mele, you give her a get. Tanya hoye Rabbi Yehuda imer, tala yeidei beishto yisheino koitze loichalo, So Rabbi Yehuda also held that there's an eitze by chale. You don't give her a get. You mafrish again. Amru loin adam dorim nochosh bekfife. That means again, who says, oh, remember all the time, she's choshed lach shiloi. Man de masni lo aho koshke nahach. The one that says afilo by nedorim. That's not shriach. I know them dorim nochash bekfifa, but there's still shayach that a kilkul will come out. Koshke nahach by chale. Abo man de masni ahach. But the one that says the machloikis by chale avol ho zimnen de mikri. In the other way. Man the masni lo ahom. Man the masni lo sirashi. The Rabbi Yehuda the Tani Takanta chalo is koshken and the dom the loishchichi. I was going to Rabbi Yehuda. His Rabbi Yehuda says it's a takone afilu for chalo, so it's a koshken. It's a takone for the dom, which is not so shchiach. Man the masni lo. Ahach, an the dorim, es ramei is memre, abol ho zimne de mikri biyochel. Chale, which is more shchiach, so could be, so there everyone holds like the chachomim, that shouldn't rely on this takone of he should be mafrish again. Zog Taisvis, yachzer vi yakni teno, they should toddle before no the yofolo. The imloisha yakni tennis. Why does he have to make her angry? Loy yeda mosaitido she yofolo. Then he doesn't know when she's going to make the nether that he should be mefil. Like this, he hears on the door and he'll be mefil. For aval gav the boy he bepeik nara moroso if a bal imbal meifer beloy shmiya oiloy. So memele, so what's the problem? Why do you need the yakni tenno? So it's a shailan de gemore. Says one tariq be meifer filo beloy shmiya. So Taisa says, loyshe yuchal lohofel nedorim shetidor mikano labe. The Shailan the Gemara is not that he is able to be made from the dorm shall make later. The imkain tivshet meoch. The Gemara calls it for a Shailan, and here we see Klor Rameyah's only Eitzah was sheakni tenon shall make the nether, be made for the nether. If you can be made from the dorm that she will make later, so let him know what you need all Isaac. Let him be made for the dorm shall make. Period. The Gemara in the Dorim, the Hezer Shaila, is speaking about the Dorim Shekvar Nodro. It's speaking about Nidorim that she had made already. V'loi Shoma, but he didn't hear of them. So Nidorim which were made, that's a shout of the mother, so you have to know of the Nidorim. Or if he doesn't know, he can be made for an esophic. Avol Oche, Heichi Yofel, the Shema Adayin Loi Nodor. But here you can't make a neder. Maybe she didn't make the Nidorim yet, and she'll make it later. Lachem Ikam Shema Tidor V'tava Miyad Koidim She Yofel. So Memela, that's why over here the only Yetzer was let her make now the Nidorim, and we'll be sure to be made for them. So Bekitzo, so Tosfos says the Shailan and the Gemara Nidorim is, can one be made from Nidorim that were made that he wasn't aware of these Nidorim? But one cannot be made from the Dorim which are yet were not made. For afilu yehold, you don't need Shmiya, but you need that the Nidorim were made already. For the boy lemifsha, when the Gemara closed the Shaila, the Gemara wants to be poisha to Shaila midisanya. Ha'oyme le'ishtoi kol Nidorim shetidor. Mikan atcha ovoi mi mokim ployni arayen meforim. He was made for all the nedarim she will make. Rabbi Lezer oimer mufa. So Rabbi Lezer says it's mufa. So from Rabbi Lezer we see one can't be made for the nedarim which was yet not made. And the Gemara is poshut the shaila from Rabbi Lezer. So we see not the way Tosfos said. So Tosfos says, "Loi mishum demi boy lei heicha de loi nodo." No. The Gemara never had a shaila. Teida, I'll prove it to you. Mid the poshi, mid the rabbalos. The Gemara's poshi, rabbalos. About the rabbi, mid the rabbon, havelele mishlifshut. Why you poshi, rabbalos? Zadas yochet be poshi from the rabbonon. The ktoni v'chachomim oimrim einei mufa. So the chomim say, klo, you cannot be mefer nedorim, which were not made yet. Elohochi koma hosam. Midarabolozo nishma l'rabonon. Da'ad kan lepligi l'rabonol bohoden yochel ofer koidim she yochel aneder. The whole machloikis, Rabolozo and the rabonon is, can he be mefer aneder, which was as yet not made? He's unaware of the nether, he can zichah be made for the nether. Because now we see from Rabbi Lozer, if he's made for the dom, she's going to make, he's zichah unaware of these nedorim. It's only a suffix. He doesn't know what nether she'll make. So we see klal, from Rabbi Lozer, you don't have to know of the nether that was made by poil in order to be made for it. Zog the Gemara weiter, Ve'ezehu das Yehudis. Now, till now we were learning about das Moshe, that means if she's over an Isser the Araiser, so then it's Yoitzi V'yitang Sube. And then the Gemara says, there's das Yehudis. Now what is das Yehudis? Yoitzo V'roisho Parua. That she goes out and her hair is uncovered. Frag de Gemore, Reisha Perua de Reiso. This is not a minig of Menoishis, so this is an Issa de Reiso. Versiv upora es Reisha Isha. V'tonedve Rabbi Shmuel azor levnoishis rosh lo yeitzu beprua roish. So before we see the Gemara's Teretz, let us see Rashi. V'yeraisehi, v'amayloi kori lo das Moshe. This is das Moshe, this is not das Yehudis. This is das Moshe. Azore, so Rashi has two mahalchim. Midi avdine lo hochi. Since we are pereya roisho, why are we doing this? L'navlo, to be menavlo. Now, why do we want to be menavlo? Mido keneged mide. כמוי שאוססו להיסנויס על בויאלו. That means she was, when she was nivel with the boil, so she also was pora roisha. So there she was perea roisha to beautify herself. So here we're perea roisha to be menavel her. Michlal de oso. Now, if we are punishing her for what she had done, that means we're giving her a mida keneged mida, you were pereya roishach beisalis nois, so therefore we will be pereya roishach lis navel. As a kabbana vayse, she did something wrong minatayre, or else what's the mida keneged mida? Michlal da osa. We'll come back to this Rashi in a minute. Inami, Rashi says another mahalach, midirsiv upora, we uncover her head, michlal dahushaita la perua havis. That means, what do you mean you uncover her hair? I mean, who says it was covered to begin with? Vaistachais? No, you uncover it. Shma minoin derech b'nei Yisrael lotzeis perua Yisroish. So vaistois that the b'nei Yisrael do not go perua Yisroish. V'chein ikra. So Rashi says the second pshat is the emes pshat. That is a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. Nevenezer chelekal of Simen and Gimel. I don't know if we would ever see this in Rashi, but Rav Moshe Lichtig Eugen, he saw this, what's from the two Lashonis of Rashi. So he says the first Lashon of Rashi holds it's an Issa. And that's why we're punishing her. We're punishing her now, Mide, Keneged Mide. She did an Issa of Prius Roish Lisnois, and Mamele, we're going to make a Prius Roish Lisnav. About Kapona Vaisis, it's an Issa. The second Lashon of Rashi, all it says in the Pasuk is that Vaist Ois, that the Bnois Yisrael were Mechasa Roshan. That's a Giloy of a Pasuk. So now we're Perea Roshan. So he says, the Navkemini between two Lashonis is it an Issa di Eraisa to go Begili HaRosh? Or perhaps it's a mitzvah. That means according to the second Lashon, that means women covered their hair. But why did they cover their hair? Because it's a mitzvah to go with covered hair. Not that it's an iser, it's a mitzvah. So now, poras roish. L'mayin afkemine, if it's an iser or if it's a mitzvah, so he says, amuim de kizach. There was a shaila that was asked from him, that there was a woman who cannot get a job in the office if she goes with her hair covered. So the shaila was, she allowed, and she didn't have parnosa poshut, she was an almone, and she didn't have parnosa, and she couldn't get a job. So Rav Moshe says, so it's telling the two lashonos of Rashi. If you learn according to the second lashon, it's a mitzvah. For mitzvahs, you have to give a chaymish mimamayne. More than a chaymish you don't have to give. If she doesn't have any panosa whatsoever. If it's an issa, you have to give kol mamayne. That's what Rav Moshe says. So he says, nochmer, he says, and Rashi says, v'chein iker. So Rashi says, the second lashon, so v'aistos, it's a mitzvah. So Rav Moshe says, by an issa deraisa, he wouldn't paskin. An Issa deraisa, he wouldn't play around with an Issa deraisa. It's a Sofik Issa, Sofik Mitzvah. He wouldn't be Mata. But Lamaisa, she was an Almone. So the Shoyl who asked him was an Almone. So Almone, he has his own Yadarabonon. So Memele, and in the Darabonon, we have also these two Tzodim. So in the Darabonon, he said you could be Mekel, that she's allowed to work and then uncover her hair in an office because it was a bechina of kol mamayna. But this is Ramesh's atshuva that he builds this on this Rashi. It's meiridik. Al koponim, the Gemara is akash. Why did the Mishnah call this das Yehudis? This is das Moshe. So the Gemara answers, Diye reise kalso shakodomi. So mina toire, if she'll cover her hair with a kalso. So Rashi says, sal, a basket. Sheyesh loy milamato beis kibul, lo hilmoy beroishoy, beis kibul milamaylo losis loy plach upishton, pelach upishton. So that means it seems that it was a two-story sal. That means upside down, it covered the head completely. And then you can go, and there was a base kibble you could put on top of it. So when she walked, she used to hold the spinning shaft and the piston in the upper chelik. So kalso shapir domi. Das Yehudis afila kalso nami osa. So Rashi, the Shita Mekibet says Pshat, according to Rabin Zarashi Madura Kame, kalso nami loy mishum tznius. Why? The loy evshel shaloy yeiro sariseho bein hanisorim. That means this was a sal, so it was woven, so it wasn't a complete covering, so the saris could be seen through the nesorim. So minat teire, that's sufficient. That's called a reishis mechuse. But midarabonon felt us in sneez. Omar Ravasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kalso ein bo mishum poru aloish. Rabbi Yochanan said, by kalso, if she covers her head with a kalso, there's no iser of poru aloish. Hovi bo rabbi zeire heiche. What are you talking about? Ilaim bo bishuk. Das Yehudisi. Why are you saying ein bo mishum poru aloish? Ve'elo bechotso. No, it's speaking about nachotso. Im kenle inachta basla avrom avinu sheyeshevis tachas bailo. That means in the chotzer, there's no isa bechlalo piru aroish. Afilu, if the roish is megula, it's also mutter. Look at Taisus, the second Taisus. Velo bechotzer perish. Afilu beloi kalsanami ein bo mishum priyus roish. So, where did you say this halacha that she needs a kalsa and a kalsa is sufficient? Omar Abaye v'teimer Rav Kahane mechotzer lechotzer v'derech movoy. She's going from one chotzer to another chotzer through a movoy. So going through the movi, it's permissible to cover her hair with a kalsa. So let us see Rashi. Havi loshin makshe, im kein de bechotze yesh pa mishum priye, so lehi nach de basel avrom avinu, v'derech movi. So Rashi says the mail of a movi is it's not beshuk, the loishchichi rabim. The Shita Mekibetzes brings down from Rashi that Rashi is going to Shitosoi, the Ein Tzaroi Seo Nirin Kol Kach Livnei Movoi Bein HaNesorim. That the whole problem of a Kalsa is because since it is not one solid basket, but there it's a woven basket, and the Saris are nireb, so it could be, but that's only a problem when it's shchichi rabim, it's like shchichi rabim, it could be, ein sarisa, es sarisa nirin kol kach lifnei movi, since there's not so many people, so it's not so shchiach that they'll be able to see the saris. V'tovo b'shuk. Now another case of Das Yehudis is that she's spinning threads in the shuk. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel b'mares royeisel, that by the spinning process her arms get exposed. That means from above the elbow. So that's a pritzus. So therefore, tshiaitze b'leik sube. The Rosh had explained that all this pritzus brings lideis nus. So memel it's vaita machshi losoi. So, eventually this will bring about his nus. So this is a pula that's a shter in the issues. Her arms get exposed while she's spinning the threads. So memele, so this is Das Yehudis. Rav Chisda Omar Ravimi Bitovo Vrad Keneged Ponel. So Rashi says, Bitovo Vrad Keneged Ponel. Tovo bechapo al yerecho. She's spinning with her hands on her yerech, on her thigh. Vechut, and the thread that is being spun, misradeid keneged poneo shalmato. And it seems this chut attracts attention. And the oifen where the chut is, so it brings the sheet mekabet says it's a little more explicit what Rashi is saying. The sheet says Rashi meforish vrad miloshen ridud kloima b'shosh tovo baderech, when she's spinning the threads va'oivrim b'nei odon. Merade hachut keneged poner shalmato kedei sheyistaklu bo yoiser v'yovei lidei hiru. That means it seems she's spinning the thread in such an oifen that it should be bring about hiru on the. That means this the thread it seems attracts, and a person looks at it and that brings about kilkulim. That's how Rashi understood Pshat. B'tovo, let's see, Tosfos, v'rad keneged poneho, Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish, tovo vered, tzemer odoim, red threads, wood, red wool, crimson, he tovo, Sheyipoil al poneho mizar rurisoi vizeo azus metzach upritzus. It's very unclear how the rachlo in pshat, it seems al koponim, this red thread somehow is attracting people should look at her face, that, Either it makes her face red, or there's a reflection of red on her face. Bezeo azus metzach upritzus. Umedaberes im kol odom. And another case of Das Yehudis is medaberes im kol odom. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel b'mesacheches im bocherim. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, "Lav davke misacheches." No, Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Shita says, "Shemedaberes imohem b'schoik." That means she's speaking with them jokingly. Oy shayheves laharich imohem bedvorim yisa midai. There's a is that they're going into a long conversation. So that's also
Rabbi Barbachone Zimne Chode Have Kozilno Basre de Ravukve. We once were walking behind Ravukve. Chazise lahi arvaya. We saw arvaya, an Arabish woman. Dave Yosva, she was sitting. Koshodya pilcho, v'tovo v'rat keneged ponel. So whatever the pshotim are of tovo v'rat keneged ponel, that's what she was doing. Even the chazasinen, when she saw us, so psikte lefilcho, so it seems she hacked off the shaft of the pelech with which she was weaving with, shadise, and she threw it away, but she threw it like keilu, she dropped it, so it fell out of her hands. Omra li, and she said to me, Alom, younger man, hovli pelech, the piece pick up my pelech. Omar bo Rab Ukve Milse. So Rab Ukve said something about her. My Omar bo, what did he say about her, about this Avaya? Ravina Omar, Tova Bishuk Omar bo, that she's a Tova Bishuk. That means if she'd be a Yidin, so that's the Tova Bishuk, which is Oiver and Das Yehudis. And Rabbonon Omri Medaberesim Kolodom Omar bo. So that what he looked for the opportunity to start a conversation that Yenna should pick it up and thus, and that already is, That is Misachekes ima medaberes im kolodem amabo. Shodise heishlichosoy. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel. Oh, no, Abba Sholoim Afa Mekaleles Yodov Befonov. That she's Mekalo Yodov Befonov means that she's Mekalo his parents in front of him. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel B'Mekaleles Yoylidov B'Fnei Moylidov. Simonech, Ephraim, and Menashe, Keruven, Bishimen, Yili. Omar Rabed, Omrolei, Nechle, Arye, Le Saba, Ba'ape, Brei. Now let us see Rashi. Sokt Rashi, Mikaleles, Yelidov, Bifnei, Melidov, Kloima. Bifon of the Masnisen, Loiteime, Lefon of Mamish. That means that not only if she's being mekalel his parents in front of him, ela filu mekaleles oviv shel baal, she's mekalel her shver, which is her husband's father, bifnei bnei shel baal, mekaleles yelidov bifnei moylidov. Melidov means his children. V'simonech Ephraim and Menashe Keruven v'Shimon Yehuli, that Yaakov v'Posuk Zeh Yeloch Simon al Mishneseinu Liskal al Yodoy, the befon of the Masnisen Leiteime befon of Mamish, Ela b'fnei b'nei kom avave kilo befon of Ephraim and Menashe b'nei bonov kibonov. Omar Rabbe, Lufushi Milsed Rabbi Yochanan, Kagain Domre Nechle Alye Le Sove Chomel. That was the Klolo. She said that a lion should eat a map. It should have a good appetite. So that was the Klolo. And she said this in front of his son. Papebrei b'fnei b'noi shel ba'al oimeres kein. So that's also called Das Yehudis. Let us see Taisvis. Yehlidov b'fnei meilidov. Loi mi boy b'fnei ba'al kediktoni b'mas nisen. That's b'fnei ba'al, that's poshim shan the Mishnah. Ela b'fnei meilidov, that the same oiveres Das Yehudis is if she says this in front of his children. Dahainu bonov shel ba'al. Leitakalal oviv shel ba'al b'fnei hem. And that's a Rashi lam shat. V'yesh meforshim yoylidov bifnei moylidov. Zekeinoi shel baal bifnei habaal. Ki heichet nevidavke befond of the bas nisen. But what? That it means, according to this lotion, is shizicha has to be mekalo in front of a husband, but lav davke to be mekalal his father, nor his grandfather also. The loyi, the meforish rabbe, the omre nelche arye le saba, ba'ape brei, mashme brei de baal, his son. So by story, it's not like this pshat. Zog the gemara weiter, Rabbi Talfin Oimer Afa Keilanis. My Keilanis, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu b'mashmas koilo al iske tashmish. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says al iske tashmish, shedaber imo al iske oino, merivo imoi. Umashmas l'shchainov v'hu boish bedovo. So that's when they're speaking about these private inyonim, and she raises her voice and she screams about it, and the neighbors hear about it. So that it's yaitzi v'yiteng sube. The Shit Mekebetzes says a different shot. The Shit Mekebetzes says, not that she speaks loud. B'mashmas koilo aliske tashmish. So the Shin Mikbetsa says like this: Meme'enes leilech lebeis hatfila. She doesn't want to go to the mikveh. Umesareves betashmish ad shemarbe ole horeim. So you have to bring a whole bunch of people to convince her to go. V'hakol nishma. Then everyone hears about it. So that's another pshat. That's pshat keilanis. Al kaponim, the private inyonim becomes nisparsim bein hashreinim. B'masnisetone b'mishameshes b'chotzer zu b'nishma keilo b'chotzer acheres. So Rashi says, "V'nishma koyle shatashmish koshelo v'tzayekes." So everyone is aware that the oisik betashmish. So the Gemara v'nisnayu gabi mumin b'masnisin. It doesn't belong in this mish. This is a mum. It's tashmish koshelo. So she's in pain. So she's tzayek. Ela machvarte k'dishanina miikore. So Rashi says, Gabi Mumin Bishili Pilkin. I would like to elaborate a little on that we had had in our Gemara, that Chatzeiro is permissible with Periyas HaRosh. The Riaz on the Dafei Harif, Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, says Vafilu Bechotzer Osolotzeis Beloy Kalso Achroish Al Roisho Vekach Hi Shitas Talmud Eretz Yisrael. The Bach in Ebenezer Simen Kuftes Vov brings down
Das Rambam, Das Hatur, Das Orech, Das Pshat, Aber Bechotzer, Bekalso, Einbo, Mishem, Pruas, Reusch. De Mashme, Da Filo, Benishara, Bechatzeira, Beinen, Kalso. Behochinog, Bechol, Gvul, Yisroel, Da filu bifnei anshei beiso, eino shruya pruas roish, beloi mat pachas vekipa beroisha. Udeloi kepeirish rashi vetoisves vohoran. That's Abach and Simen Kuftes Vov. I'd like to read the Loshen of the Bir Halochem, the Bir Haloche in Simen Ayin Hey says as follows. He brings down a Magen Avraham, Kosova Magen Avraham b'shem Atoisvis, the Ksubis the Davke b'shukosa, Avo b'chotzer shein anoshim b'tsuyim shom b'torim leilech b'giloi harosh. Avo bezoyer pashes nosay hechma moich le yeroshum seyo me isha vechein roi lineg atkan loshen amogen avron. And the Bir Haloche brings down ulam afilo iker hadin le negili seyo shehevi b'shem atoisves. Now what the Magen Avraham brings down, that according to Tosfos Gili Seyer is Mutar Bachatzeiro, Loi Briro, it's not clear. Dine Asma Kosov B'Shem Yerushalmi Le'Isar, that is the Shilti Geburim we mentioned before, V'chein Das Hatur Shom, V'Bach Kosov Shom Shekein Das Rambam, M'Forish Gam Asha Shalonu Kein, Shebegili Mamish Afilu Bachadoro Osov.